On this Q&A episode, Rachel asks, I'm not sure who to ask, but I'd love to know how to get a passion for your business back. She says, right now, I just feel down or I feel kind of done with everything. I still love freelancing, but I've just been angry with the jobs I've been getting. And she goes on. It gets to be a bit of a heavy episode, but definitely something worth addressing. What do you do when you just feel burnt out? We'll be right back with our best answer. I'm Preston.
And I'm Clay, and this is Freelance to Founder.
You're listening to a Q&A episode where listeners like you from around the world write in to ask us questions about freelancing or building an agency.
We've each built multiple six or seven figure businesses.
On this show, we're changing the lives of everyday freelancers just like you.
Discovering this podcast a few months ago really like changed the trajectory of my journey.
Really, really valuable stuff. I've made a ton of notes and I plan to put this stuff into action immediately.
Discovering that I'm a founder instead of a freelancer has been amazing for me.
If you're ready to push past hourly rates and build a business that sets you free, then you've got to join us.
Just submit your question at freelance2founder.com/ask and we'll do our best to answer it. And we'll be right back with today's question right after this. Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant, or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's H-Y-D-R-O-W. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's hydrow.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description.
I think this, everybody experiences this at some point in their career. Doesn't matter what you do. You can be a creative, you can be corporate, you can be whatever. Mm-hmm. I think there's a point where people just reach a plateau, and they just get kind of, you know, they get kind of tired of doing the same thing over and over and over again. And for me, it's not necessarily that they are tired of doing what they're doing. I think it's they've lost sight of why they're doing it.
Hmm.
I think they forgot. Who was it? What was her name?
Rachel.
Again? Yeah, Rachel. Maybe. I think maybe you just forgot, you've lost sight or forgot why you do design and why you have this business. Like, what's kind of the end goal, like, of the reason? Like, what's your destination? Where do you want to be? I know, like, a book that really helped me more recently is a book called Traction. And I don't remember the author's name, but it's the you can go just Google search it. I'm sure Preston will make a note of it.
Yeah, and we'll be sure to link to it in the show notes, but it looks like maybe, let's see, there's a couple books, Traction, so let's make sure we get the right one.
Yeah, let me...
is it by Gino Wickman, by chance?
It is...
Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business?
Yeah, Gino Wickman, yep.
Okay, yeah, Gino Wickman, cool.
Yeah, Get a Grip on Your Business. And basically what that book's about is just determining what your kind of like what's your destination, like where are you trying to get to, why are you doing this, like, and I don't know, he puts it in better words than I can, which is the reason why it's a best-selling book. And so like I would highly recommend reading that book. I promise you that just the first two chapters will open up your eyes. Like, it's amazing. So I think just generally speaking, I think just lost sight of why you're doing what you do.
It's really interesting you bring up a book, because this reminded me of a book I've read by one of my favorite authors, Chris Guillebeau. And his book is called The Happiness of Pursuit. Hmm. And he talks about like, so if you know Chris's story at all, he set a goal to visit every country in the world. And over like a 10-year period, he visited every single country in the world. And then when he was done with that, he was kind of like, he kind of felt like this void of, this void in his life. He didn't really have, like you said,
get on Blue Origin and go to Mars or some shit.
I know, right? But he like, all of a sudden, like he didn't have a purpose anymore or something he was pushing towards. So I love that you said that, like, sometimes you just have to realize like, what's your big goal in life? Mm-hmm. I think on the other end of it, for me, when I have felt anxious or depressed, particularly in business, but just life in general, and frankly, we've all felt that lately over the last couple of years, as with the ups and downs of business and the pandemic and like all that stuff, you are not alone in feeling this way, Rachel. Like, so many of us have experienced that. And I think for me, sometimes mental health is about just like being okay with not being like so passionate and lit up about my business, right? Like sometimes you might go through a few days or a few weeks, or maybe sometimes even a couple months where you just kind of feel blah about your business. And sometimes it's okay to just like go on autopilot and get done the bare minimum. And it's okay if your business isn't growing by huge percentages. And it's okay if you're not raking in new clients and tons of revenue. Like, it's okay. It's okay. And of course, if that persists for years and years and years, that may be a problem, but it's okay that it happens every once in a while. And you kind of have to like give yourself permission to just like be okay with not always being lit up about your business. And I think, so that's my first piece of advice. The second thing for me too is like, I find that I get bored in my business when I'm not challenged, when I'm just doing the same things all the time. And what I love about working for myself is that I can make up a new challenge whenever I want to. Like, I can just say like, we're going to start and grow a YouTube channel, right? Which is something that we should have done years ago in my business. But we're doing it now. And so now I'm like, okay, that's a fun new challenge that I can get excited about. And I do all the other boring stuff, the normal stuff I'm used to doing. I still have to do that day to day. But then every day I get a couple hours to like mess around on YouTube, make some videos, promote some videos, try to figure out what works. And that gets me excited because it's new and it's a challenge and it's something I haven't done before. So I think there's kind of two ways to look at it. You can either be okay with coasting, or you can force yourself to find a new challenge that does get you excited and work that into your daily routine.
I like the first one that you said. I like both, but the first one that you said was just be okay with coasting. But like, I have a friend who's a therapist who has a lot of entrepreneur clients, and what she says is slow down. Mm-hmm. Slow down, because entrepreneurs are just like what you said. Everybody's like on the go, 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 go. You know,
it's that hustle culture.
Yeah, it's the hustle. Like I recently just experienced this with Georgia being born. She's now 5 months old, almost 5 months, and it's so crazy because like I slowed things down on purpose, and then all of a sudden I got busy. Like, but it's a good type, the good type of busy. Like, I'm when I say busy,
revenue is coming in, but I'm working less. But she always says, like, slow down in everything that you're doing. And I think it's just like this society, this technology era that we live in. I mean, think about just, cause like when she says slow down, she's talking about everything, not mm-hmm. just business. Mm-hmm. And so the perfect example she would give is, think about driving on the highway. And most of us go 5 to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, right?
Yep.
Go the exact speed limit and see what happens psychologically in your head. It will drive you insane. If you are used to going 5 to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, and then all of a sudden you go 65 miles per hour, assuming that's the speed limit, that entire time it's gonna drive your mental like, it's like, I can't stand going just the speed limit, like, you know what I mean? Like, just do it. I urge anyone who's listening to go and do that and just see what happens to your head, like inside your head. It'll drive you nuts. And so, but the more you do that, the more you'll train your mind to just kind of slow down and just be present. Mm-hmm. And that in turn will, all of a sudden you'll see, like, oh, okay, now I know why I enjoy these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And even like going as far as to take some time off. Right. I feel like I'm the most excited about my business when I've taken a vacation, which is so silly, or maybe I need to take more vacations. I'm not sure. But like when I'm like refreshed and can come back with like fresh perspective, I take some time off. Ideas come to my mind. Like, it's just, it is really, it's counterintuitive, but like sometimes you have to slow down to or get out of the routine mm-hmm. to get excited again about your business. So,
yep.
Yeah. Well, good. We hope that's helpful, Rachel. We know that's a big question. And certainly, certainly there are people probably more qualified to help. I will say, if you feel like this is a mental health question, I have suffered with mental health issues. I have family members who have as well. Please, if it's severe, please find some real help. There are people who can help. You can use, mm-hmm. depending on how discreet you want to be, you can use something like Talkspace, where you can just chat with a therapist. Or you can find a friend or loved one to chat with about it. But
I think everybody should do that. I don't care if you think you're if you have a mental health issue or not. Like, everyone should have go talk to a professional like therapist.
Yeah. It's preventative, right?
It is.
Instead of waiting till it's a problem.
It's like I see it as, it's mental exercise, right? It's like you want to stay in shape physically. What do? You go exercise every day. Right. You don't wait until you're 600 pounds and then get in shape. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just daily kind of, or weekly, however often. Mental exercise. And it's so good. It's so good for you.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, Rachel and everyone listening, thank you so much for listening. We hope that helps. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Freelance to Founder, a collaboration between Millo, Drippify, and the Pogglomerate.
You can find links to my business, Millo, Clay's business, Drippify, and of course our podcasting partner, The Podglomerate, all in the description of this episode.
Remember to call in for your own episode at freelancetofounder.com.
A very special thank you to the members of the Millo and Podglomerate teams who work behind the scenes to make this production possible.
To stream past episodes, visit freelancetofounder.com or search Freelance to Founder wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for now. Until next time, see ya.
We will see you guys on the next episode of Freelance to Founder.